The drug company Pfizer will make all of its patented medicines available at a not-for-profit price to 45 of the poorest countries. The company announced the effort at the recent World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Pfizer is calling it an accord for a healthier world. It said new medicines and vaccines would be added to the list at not-for-profit prices when they are launched. The drugs include COVID-19 treatment, Paxlovid, and breast cancer drug, Ibrance, the drug maker said on Wednesday. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation said it can take 4 to 7 years or longer for new treatments to become available in poor countries. Sometimes they do not become available at all. Pfizer said its plan includes 23 patented medicines and vaccines that the company fully owns. The medicines treat infectious diseases, some cancers, and rare and inflammatory diseases. In addition to Paxlovid and Ibrance, the list includes pneumonia vaccine Prevnar 13, rheumatoid arthritis drug Xeljanz, and cancer treatments Xalkori and Inlyta. The COVID-19 vaccine Comirnaty, developed with the German company BioNTech, is also on the list. Pfizer's chief executive officer, Albert Bourla, said that all the medicines being made available should be of use. But clearly the antiviral Paxlovid is going to be a very big deal for them. If they need it, they can get it immediately, he said. The 27 low-income countries and 18 lower-income countries included in the deal cover most of Africa and much of Southeast Asia. 5 countries, Rwanda, Ghana, Malawi, Senegal, and Uganda, have already agreed to join. Malawi's president, Lazarus Chakwera, made a statement about the agreement. He said it will let the countries and the drug maker share the burden of costs and tasks in the production and delivery of supplies that will save millions of lives. Pfizer has been criticized for how it made its COVID-19 vaccine available. Some poor countries waited for months after the approval of the vaccine in rich countries. Bourla said the new agreement uses information learned during the release of the vaccine. He added that the lack of health systems in some countries made providing the vaccine to people who needed it difficult. To avoid that, Bourla said the agreement not only supplies the treatments, it will also help organize a system to administer them. I'm Anna Mateo.